Yes, you will totally want to do it again. And we're going to totally do it again with Bob Fisher, who's back on the line. And we're going to talk about a place that's very close to home here. And it's Lee County Living. And he calls it Lee County Living, Genuine Florida. And that's the title of Bob Fisher's article. And if I may take a few liberties here, Bob, you start out by saying, if I had my druthers, rather than sitting at my computer looking at gusts of snow swirling past my thermopane windows, I'd be on a flight to Fort Myers and Florida's Gulf Coast.
You want to believe it. And I'm feeling rather ambivalent or conflicted. I mean, it seems kind of silly that I'm talking to Florida about Florida. And I also feel just a little bit grumpy that I'm here and you're there. But I'll tell you, I was on a wonderful media trip conducted by Lee Rose, who you know, of course. And I discovered so much about Florida in general, you know, about Florida in general. But Lee County is a very special destination within Florida. I want to say, first of all, that one of the biggest problems, as I tried to point out in that editorial about the fixed notion, that a lot of people take a lot of things for granted, and they don't realize, for example, what a very diverse destination Florida is. You've talked about Mount Dora, for example, and when I spent, I think it was about a week, in Lee County, Fort Myers, Sanibel, Captiva, etc., I could have gone on and on and on. The layers of experience that you can have in Lee County are absolutely wonderful. It is, you know, you don't, I'd love to go to Costa Rica, which I haven't done yet, on an ecotourism, but believe me, Lee County is an ecotourism destination in itself.
And you say, you take Peggy Lee's and sultry voice singing Summertime When the Living is Easy.
Do you remember her version of that?
I sure do.
Oh, gosh. That was
brought back a lot of memories when I was writing your article.
Yeah, but you know, I that came to me. I don't know why, but at one point on the trip, they took us to a mangrove swamp. And I knew more or less what a mangrove was as a tree and that sort of thing, but I never realized that a mangrove swamp is a whole ecosystem unto itself, that it's absolutely gorgeous.
Right.
And I point out the website of the company that took us there, Babcock Wilderness Adventures, actually. And they take us through a swamp buggy, and which is really terrific because it's not like a zoo. You are actually going through a very natural habitat that has been maintained in its pristine state. And so you see the flora and the fauna in their natural state. And at one point we came across two rather large alligators who were in full mating mode. And he was chasing her. I think he was chasing her. Maybe she was chasing him. I'm not sure. I'm not good on, you know, sexing alligators. But,
well, one of the things you've missed out on in life, I don't know.
Well, I know you know the difference between male and female alligator, but, you know, you hang around that kind of company.
One bites harder than the other.
Oh, is that it? Okay. But it was an absolutely marvelous experience because this was not, as I say, in a zoo-like situation. And these places, and I mentioned, excuse me, Ding Darling Wildlife Refuge, which is a huge, absolutely huge refuge on Sanibel Island itself.
A beautiful place.
But when we got into the mangrove forest, and the photograph at the top of the page of my article is actually a panoramic shot that, this, of course, is what you can do with digital cameras these days, right? You can take pan shots. But it when we were walking along a boardwalk, which winds its way through the swamp. Incredible botanic experience. The sound, the sense of peace, the smell of the place was so engaging. And you really got a sense of And this is why I call it genuine Florida. You really got a sense of, okay, I understand topographically, geographically, what Florida is, and how it is being preserved in its original state in many places. Lee County is especially good from the places I've visited in terms of educating visitors to the environmental and the ecosystems, the natural ecosystems in the area. You know, of course, because you live there, you know how important Sanibel is, and it's probably the best shell collecting beach
absolutely.
In the world.
Yeah, absolutely.
And but what I think some visitors may not know is that there is an amazing shell museum there called the Bailey Matthews Shell Museum. The article, you can just click and go to it. This is a beautiful building architecturally. And it will tell you everything about shells. And you know, I always thought a shell was a shell. What are these people doing walking on the beach? Haven't they got anything better to do, et cetera? But what I learned in that museum was that shell collecting is really, it's a ritual, but it's also the ritual of the return to the sea and the return to the authenticity of the land in this case,
yeah.
In this case, in the landscape.
Yeah, I think you've nailed it right on. Absolutely, and not only that, but you've learned a couple of shelling terms, the Sanibel stoop.
Oh, and of course, I assume you know that, or the Captiva crouch.
Right.
And I also, and I don't know whether you got a chance to look at my favorite shell, which is the lightning whelk.
Yeah, I'm very familiar with whelk and con.
In Latin, of course, it's called the Bizikon sinistrum.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
The kind of
yeah.
thing you sort of throw into conversation at a cocktail party.
Yeah, I kind of pass over that lightning whelk works for me.
Yeah. But they are, you know, they what I now realize, and what I now realize about shells is that they are the natural environment of Florida, of that area, especially of Lee County, in miniature, because the and this is the other part that I learned about the Calusa people, the original native inhabitants of the area, who unfortunately are now extinct. You know, as I say in the article, that there are some intellectual challenges when you visit any place, but in particular this place. And it kind of goes along with, you know, all life is precarious, especially human life. And here was a whole people. They died out in the 1700s, but they were the first tribe that the Europeans, the Spanish, encountered when they came to these shores. And these people had a very complex civilization. And the reason that they were so successful and they thrived in what is now Lee County, Sanibel, Captiva, in that area, is because of the marine resources and all the other resources within those marsh areas and swamp areas. There was a lot of
the whole area was self-sufficient for their...
Exactly. And I think today, and I'm glad you said that, because Lee County is very self-sufficient. And for the visitor, that's what I liked about it the most. Every day I could have been doing five or six different things that were beautiful, exciting, challenging, and just something I've never seen before.
Well, I think
birds.
Yeah, exactly. I was just going to say that. People, every time people come to visit here, they're amazed by the birds and other wildlife, of course, but birds particularly, because as you are about probably to say, there are a number of them.
Well, over 300 species. Just along the beaches of Fort Myers and Sanibel Island, and even more within Ding Darling Wildlife Refuge. And, I mean, they're birds that normally you would never see. And this isn't to mention, you know, not to forget 51 species of reptiles.
Right, exactly.
32 species of mammals.
Right, but when somebody turns around to you and say, even sometimes in the local neighborhoods, someone will turn around and say, someone from out of town and say, is that a stork? I mean, look, there's an osprey. I mean, they're just amazed by it.
When I was down visiting you, you know, and I said, oh my God, it's an osprey. And you said, yeah, and your point is. But in Lee County, yeah, and the beauty of these birds, not only their physical beauty, but the way they fly, the flight, to see the ospreys fly, or even the pelicans flying in formation.
Yeah.
It's absolutely wonderful. And I think what I learned about this area of Florida and why, and if you read the article, we read more about why it has attracted so many people of vision. Thomas Edison, Henry Ford, help me here, Mary Reinhart. It was a literary and an artistic mecca.
Right.
And still is.
Right. And of course, Ding Darling was a well-known person as well.
Political cartoonist, and really, and what most people probably never knew, he was one of the earliest environmentalists. But he recognized, by living there, he recognized that there was something very special and it had to be preserved. And he worked very hard at that way. Edison, you know, people, you know, they know he was a great inventor, and he had, like, over 1,000 patents on things. But he was also a self-taught botanist. And if you, when you're in Fort Myers and you, listen to me, when you're in Fort Myers, you know, you can get there in no time, and you're driving down McGregor Boulevard, there's these hundreds of royal, well, they were imported and planted by Edison. And that's, and because of that, that Fort Myers is known as Palm City.
Right, and then you go on to
Palm
mention
the state.
You go on to mention that it was Harvey Firestone that gave him that banyan tree in 1925.
Right, and you know, it's the second largest banyan tree in the United States. It's the largest banyan tree on continental United States, and I'm now happy to say that I've seen the largest, which is on Maui, the town. I can't think of the town.
There's also one in Oahu at I'm trying to think of the name of the hotel as well. That large banyan tree, and of course
the old,
right, sitting
old
under
Deco
the banyan
hotel.
Tree.
Yeah.
Was that Robert Louis Stevenson?
Could be.
Sure.
But on the Edison estate, it's really, there's a photograph on my site of this too, the statue of Edison. And it's a kind of a spooky statue. He looks like a ghost.
Right.
But he's standing amongst the roots and the branches of this magnificent tree, because the two combined properties, the Edison estate and the Ford estate, which are a wonderful place to visit, or if you want to have a really splashy wedding there, it's a great place for that too. And but it's a botanical paradise, really, because there are over 500 species of imported plants. Every picture on the website of this minute orchid, this minute purple orchid, and I had to take a picture of it close up against my hand just to show the size of it. But, you know, and Lee County is so much of everything and all of those things.
And then you got to get out.
Surprised.
Well, you got to get out in the water as well. You got over to Cabbage Key, didn't you?
Cabbage Key. Now, and this is where the Calusa comes in.
Right.
Cabbage Key, the Cabbage Key Inn, which is absolutely wonderful, was built by Mary Reinhart, the writer. And it's on a small island, but it's built on top of one of these huge mounds of shells that were left behind in the 1700s by the Calusas.
The Calusas, yeah.
Yeah, and it's obviously a great boat ride. I mean, I can't believe it, begin to tell you. I mean, we started in Captiva and worked our way through the islands, and of course we're being followed every now and then by a pod of bottlenose dolphins. dancing in the wake behind
yeah.
the boat.
I always find that when I take my boat out, that's just such a great feeling. And then, of course, the view from across Pine Island is magnificent, isn't it?
That's right, and it's so. What really surprised me was how undeveloped it is, that whole area.
Yeah.
And this is, in part, I think, as I say, the wise Homo sapiens, that's rather redundant, but in Lee County, have really worked hard at building up and preserving the wealth, the natural wealth, the natural environmental wealth of that area. And they've had to be, you know, they've been very proactive politically as well. For example, on Sanibel, as you probably know, and everybody but me knew, is that there's no building higher than the highest palm.
Right.
Stories is the limit. There are no fast food outlets. Are you ready for this?
No traffic lights.
No McDonald's.
Yeah.
And no traffic lights. And the best bike trails at flat for guys like you and me. No, we don't want to go up the hills. And so you can tour that whole area, and I've put a link on the website to the bike trails as well.
And then you got over to Doc Ford's on Sanibel.
Doc Ford. You read Sanibel Flat.
I did. I love the book. In fact, I've got to get a couple more of his book, but they were absolutely terrific.
So interesting because, as I said, Anne Morrow Lindbergh, for example, wrote a book on Captiva Island and Sanibel, but the the homegrown writer is I always want to call him Doc Ford, but of course his real name is Randy Wayne White.
White, yeah.
And famous, for writing mystery novels, a great kind of thing to read when you're away on a holiday. What I found about his style, I'm not necessarily a mystery or a thriller person, but I really appreciated his style. Very literate and very accessible as well. The plots in his stories, again, like the whole area, have layers. And he really keeps you working and thinking as you read his books. But we got to go to Doc Ford's restaurant. And he works there every now and then. Unfortunately, he wasn't there the day I was.
Well, we'll need to get back, because I haven't been to it, actually.
Yeah, well, it's a really, it's a fun spot.
Right, I understand.
And obviously, but it's again, I go back to the word genuine. Everything that I saw and experienced in Sanibel, none of it seemed contrived or manufactured or unduly embellished. It blended with the natural environment, and you really felt that you were having the authentic experience. And I know I'm starving, by the way, after listening to Tom on that last piece.
I've got an apple to look at.
Right. But I can talk to you about restaurants in Lee County, too, and I've given a whole list of them there with the links to them because some of them are absolutely amazing. High-end, low-end, middle-end, you name it. Do you know the Casa Ibel Resort?
Yes.
It's restaurant, Thistle Lodge, was just... Tom would have just gone nuts in that place. But, Roy, I know how much you love Eggs Benedict and how much you are a gourmet when it comes to Eggs Benedict. Well, the best place in Florida for Eggs Benedict is Amy's Over Easy Cafe.
That sounds wonderful to me.
Don't know how to get there? Just ask someone. They'll say, Amy's just over there, down there.
That's great. I'll have to check that one out.
Yeah, but great places to eat, and maybe I can bring it to a close here towards the end of the article. I use a subhead that says, the quiet purposefulness of Lee County, and quote Aristotle, nature does nothing in vain. And I'm convinced that that's what the people of Lee County understand, that nature does nothing in vain. Everything has a purpose, and they live that way. And when you go there, you're not on holiday or whatever, you're not going to lead a nameless existence. And as I say, every shell you admire will not be a random act, because it's not in the nature of Lee County to encourage such a frivolous mindset.
Right.
One of the best destinations I've been to in a long
Beautiful
time.
Place. Love it. And, you know, it's great that the they've recovered from the last hurricane. In fact, when we had the people from Lee County on the show, they had mentioned, as I think I had mentioned about this area, is that the waters had receded so far that it uncovered shells that they hadn't seen for that they haven't found in that area for a long time. So beautiful place, and we certainly highly recommend those who are coming down here to visit, and those that live locally, get over and spend some time.
Oh, absolutely. It goes along with, I mean, this is part of our series, Rediscovering America, Travel Treasures Close to Home. Well, hey, for you guys in Florida, you know, I'm just starting to learn all the travel treasures you have down there. And I put a link, by the way, to the Visit Florida's Downtowns and Small Towns, which is a great resource as well. There's so much to discover. And Roy, just before I go, I got to say hello to Peggy. Peggy is a good friend and my wife's cousin, and she's just moved down to Florida, to Haines City. And I hope she's listening and enjoying herself and knows that that it's bloody cold up here. So,
well, it's up to 70 here now, so.
Yeah.
We got to go, Bob. I thank you. Great article, great story, and as always, very interesting. So we're gonna go, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okie doke.